stay in Tampa as part of this team? What are some of the emotions after what was a good summer for you?
Yeah, I'm certainly excited to come in here, and you know, obviously today was a good day. Walk around, meeting everyone, and seeing a lot of new faces. So I'm really excited to get going, and especially with this kind of group and what they achieved last year. Obviously, it's not what they wanted to achieve in the playoffs, but this is a good hockey team in there, and I'm really excited to, you know, be a part of this group.
You did achieve that success last year. What can you bring from that experience to this team?
Just, you know, doing the little things that makes your team successful as individuals too. Kind of find out what kind of player you are, what kind of role you're going to make your team better, and how you're going to make your team better as an individual. And I think it comes down to mental toughness and being prepared and being ready and having that grind and being prepared to, you know, have the grind intact in hand looking forward. But I think for me, it was obviously a team that started at the bottom, and then we found a way to find our identity and move forward and, you know, climb over some humps from January on. And I think we were a difficult team to play, but for myself, I'm obviously a different guy than you guys are usually seeing. Kind of slow the game down, play good below the top of the circles, wear D down. So my job this year is to be physical, be an upfront presence, you know, stick up for my teammates, use my hands down low, but just wearing D down, wearing teams down below the top of the circles, having that grind time and open up space for my line mates. And I think that's what we did last year. And our team wasn't fancy. Our team, you know, we did have skill. We did have a high-end skill in the back end, but up front, we had a little bit of that, but we just grinded. You know, we got through the hard times, and we mentally, you know, just wore teams down, you know, each game, each series. So hopefully my big body can, you know, bring that here to this organization.
What was it about this organization or Tampa the Lightning that brought you, appealed to you in coming here?
Well, you always, like I tell everyone else, your ultimate goal when you step foot in the NHL is to win Stanley Cups. And, you know, you have one, you want another one. I think this is an organization that has that opportunity. And as you get older, I'm not getting any younger. And as you get older, your ultimate goal is to win as many as you can. And this is the team to have an opportunity to win another one. So.
Did it hurt the head coaches?
What?
Did it hurt the head coach?
No, the head coach, obviously, you know, having him back and, you know, having our relationship back and, you know, getting the chance to play for him again, I'm really looking forward to working with Coop again. So we've had a good relationship. You know, I was 17 when I worked with him, but now that I'm 31, I'm older, and, you know, we've both been in the league for so many years. So I'm obviously looking forward to working with him again and get my feet underneath him. And he kind of knows what kind of player I am and what I do and what I bring. So I'm looking forward to it.
You played against these guys for years, including in the playoffs with Jersey a couple of years ago. What's kind of been your outside perspective on the way they play, how they play? I think they talk about up-tempo pace, but want to get better defensively, like you guys did.
Playing, you know, Tampa is always the hardest team. I feel like playing in the league, and you know, their offensive power is amazing. They're obviously their back end from their top eight defensemen to their goalie on, so they have all the strengths to be a really good hockey team. They're, like you said, they can score at any given time, and you know, they can beat you off the rush. And I think for us, I think this year maybe our focus is, you know, find a way to play good defensively, helping out our goalie, and playing a different style, and you know, limit those things. And I know everyone's looking forward to buying in this year.
You don't only see it, Lewis, for a year, but how do you describe your leadership style? I mean, you feel comfortable even when you're a new team to kind of step in that particular situation as a veteran player of adding a different kind of voice to?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a different guy, I guess you can say, and I like to be funny. I like to keep guys loose. I like to enjoy the game, and making sure guys are ready and prepared. You know, I can bring that different, I guess, voice you're not really used to hearing, and making sure guys are coming together as a team. So I'm looking forward to it, and kind of worked out in St. Louis, so hopefully we can bring it here.
Thank you.
Thank you.